This is a CBC podcast.
Support for delivery of this podcast comes from the Buick Enclave, the finest luxury crossover ever. Visit buick.gm.ca to see that where there's passion, there's beauty.
I'm Pedro Mendez, and this is Editor's Choice. On Sunday, either the Saskatchewan Roughriders or the Winnipeg Blue Bombers will be the Grey Cup champions. After the final seconds tick off the clock, the winning team will embrace each other. They'll be presented with the cup, and then they'll head to their locker rooms. Do you ever wonder what goes on in there? Well, our sports guy, Nick Purden, followed the Winnipeg Blue Bombers off the field and all the way into their locker room.
Like all the other journalists, I followed the players right to the door of the locker room. They shut that in my face, and rightly so. A team should be allowed a few private moments before the media invades. So an expectant crowd builds outside. Reporters, camera people, players' wives and families. There's even the Blue Bomber version of The Incredibles. Kevin Glenn, Winnipeg star quarterback's entire family shows up. 12 of them drove up from Detroit. And they're all decked out in identical jerseys and blazoned with his number 5. At the head of the pack is Kevin's mom, Michelle.
My first memory of him playing football is when he was about 8. Actually, he played quarterback. And it was really good to see, you know, the little fellas playing. And as he got older in high school, he was the quarterback. He went on to college as a quarterback. And again, we're talking about the media and different people who didn't think he would make it as a quarterback because of his size. But see, he proved them all wrong. We're here. We're here at the Grey Cup. It's wonderful. It's great. It's great. It's great.
What's not so great for the Glenn family is that Kevin broke his arm in Sunday's game, and so he won't be playing in the Grey Cup. So it's no wonder when the locker room door finally does open, the press makes a beeline for the backup quarterback, Ryan Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie is now the story. Dinwiddie will make his very first CFL start in the Grey Cup. I keep repeating Dinwiddie's name under my breath, partly because I can't believe a Grey Cup could ever be won by a guy named Dinwiddie, and because, as I search for his locker, I'm not even sure I'm pronouncing it right.
Wait, how do you pronounce your last name?
Dinwiddie.
Dinwiddie.
Yep.
Did you get a lot of razzing about that name as a kid?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, that's what friends are for.
What would they say?
Dinwiddle is what a lot of announcers mess it up in Pop Warner. It don't bother me none. It's because it's a different last name. It definitely sticks out for sure.
What else sticks out is that, well, Dinwiddie isn't wearing any clothes. All he has is the tiniest little tea towel wrapped around his waist. And looking around, every other player is pretty much in the same boat. Why a team can't invest in larger towels is an enduring locker room mystery. Maybe it shows just how comfortable the players are in here, how relaxed. I mean, someone just plopped the trophy they just won on the table beside the Gatorade. The only guy who seems a little bit stressed is the assistant equipment manager, Rob Thiessen. He's got to tackle a mountain of laundry.
Is that the stinkiest laundry in sport right there?
No, hockey is worse. They were both bad, but hockey's worse.
You don't have to run it through more than one time.
Sometimes you do, because it's that bad. This just smells that bad. You just be wash it twice just to be on the safe side.
Over by the showers, BC-born wide receiver Jamie Stoddard is planning the party for when the team gets back to the Peg.
I just got a text message from one of the local restaurants in Winnipeg, Earl's, and they were wondering if he wanted to come by, so it was kind of, they invited us.
So that's the action going on in here. It's like a Richard Scarry book. But what does this place mean? I stopped by Blue Bomber legend Milt Stegall's locker. Now, Stegall is sporting the requisite tea towel, and there's talk that he might retire after Sunday's game. He won't talk about that, but he did admit when he finally does hang up the cleats, it will be the locker room that he misses the most.
It's a sacred ground, man. And I always tell folks when my career is over, you know, there's been some stuff that happened in the locker room that will live with me forever, you know, because it's sacred and it's just where we go to relax, you know. You're on the football field, everybody can see us and everybody can see what we're doing, but we're getting that locker room and that's our sanctuary.
When the media leaves, it's probably even better, eh?
Oh, yeah. You know, you guys are coming in there, feeling around, see what you can get into. But, you know, like I said, that's our sacred ground. There's a lot of things going on that you guys would like to know about, but, you know, we make sure it stays right there in that locker room.
Well, I did my best. Heading for the door of the Blue Bombers locker room, I'm Nick Purden.
For Editor's Choice, I'm Pedro Mendez, reminding you that football is the name of a sport in which you kick a ball with your foot. Thanks for listening.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.